Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Abir. This is Nikki calling back from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Yes, Nikki. How are you doing?
All right. Yep, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking about yourself.
Good, good.
All right, sounds great. I'm actually calling with regards to the client interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds great, sounds great. So let me just have it here. All right, so this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance for quality and training purposes. So first of all, Abir, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, you will define the real revenue opportunities, the service and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I see here, Abir, that you already signed the terms and conditions. And you're done setting up the security question with Mario. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Terra Nova Engineering and Design LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the address that I have on here, that would be, let me just pull it up real quick. That's 2610 East Amber Lane, Ontario, California, 91762.
Right.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I do, yeah.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Yes,
if it's
sure.
Not handy, just let me know. Okay, sounds good.
Give me 1 second. Okay, I got the business license number here, 12398041.
Okay.
And the expiration is 03-31-2027.
Gotcha, I got here. 31st of March, 2027, and that's 12398041.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much for this, Abir. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google Heavy Rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
I want to hide the full address.
Okay. All right. We can do that for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
I can, yeah.
Okay. And later in the call, Abir, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 909-907-3949?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Let me just note that here. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that would be info@terranova-eng.com.
Correct.
Okay. And do you already have a business website? I see that you're using a Google Workspace.
Business. Did you ask if I have a website?
Yeah. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, sounds good. So I just want to make sure that I was able to get your domain name correctly. So your domain name, that would be terranova-eng.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm actually pulling up your website right now. So that leads me to my next question for you, Abir. Would you like us to promote, go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
I think for now, we can keep the design as is.
Okay, so for now, we will promote your website as is, and if ever you want us to create a new layout for your website, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we're promoting your website as is, let's go ahead and check your call tracking. So let us set up your call tracking number, Abir. So the call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know, Abir, if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay?
Okay.
So they got you the number 909-373-9255. Are you okay with this phone number?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. You will receive an email and a text message with this number also.
Okay. Yeah. Say that number again.
Yeah, that's 909-373-9255.
Okay. Tell me again, like, how this number works.
Okay. Good question. So how this number works, Abir, we will be promoting you with this phone number, and your clients will be calling this number. We'll be promoting you in all the marketing campaigns, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 3949.
So okay, so it will basically reroute the calls to the 3949 number?
Yes. So when people call this tracking number, it will fall through the number 3949.
Okay, and then that number that you just mentioned will be posted everywhere?
Yeah, this is going to be the number that we'll be promoting you because this call tracking number is endorsed by Google itself. It is very helpful for you to track your calls, and also it will filter out the spam calls.
Right, and will I be able to, like, track these calls from a portal or something?
Yes, good question. So you'll be able to track all these calls through your dashboard or through your local Splash app. So you will see the leads. So if ever you miss any leads, you can get to your dashboard or app and get from there and follow up your leads.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me go ahead and finalize this number. Well, anyways, after we end this call, Abir, I will do a test call to make sure that this call tracking number works perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For this one, we do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Terranova Engineering and Design LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
And you said this is a one-time fee?
Yep, only a one-time fee of $19, and you can ask for a change at any time.
So I can change it later, like, if I wanted to, like,
For example, you want a female voice now, and later on you want to change it to a male voice, or you wanted to change the recording, you can have it changed with only the one-time fee.
And then whatever they will press, like, 1 or 2, that will also work with the rerouting?
Yeah,
I mean,
but you press 1 and 2 before you hear your end, so you would know if the customer calling you is a new customer or an existing customer. So you will have an idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and do you want to do a female voice now or a male voice?
That's like an interesting question. Let's see. What's your suggestion, like, based on your experience?
Based on my experience, most people preferred for the female voice because it sounds like a secretary.
Right.
But anyways, if you're comfortable with a female voice, you can always change it anytime.
Okay, let's do a female voice.
So let's do a female voice for now, and if you want to have it changed, just let me know anytime, or let us know anytime. All right, and I think you are already using a Google Workspace. That is a very good idea. Your username is already matched with your domain name, so that's info@terranova-eng.com. That is actually building immediate trust with prospects, so that's good to know. So now, Abir, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide like engineering services, or if I'm not mistaken, that would be structural engineering. Is that correct?
Right.
So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say structural engineering.
Okay.
Structural engineer.
Okay. Structural engineering services?
Yes.
Structural. Okay. Let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword structural engineering services or like structural engineer?
I would say structural engineer.
Commonly used. Yep. Actually, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Abir. Let me know if you're okay with this keyword, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to read to you now the list of keywords. Actually, the structural engineer is the top keyword. And let me know if there's anything that you want to add or change from the list. So let me have it here for you. Okay. So I have, let me just add this to your service real quick. Okay. So I do have here structural engineer, structural engineering services, structural engineering consultant, structural engineering firm, structural design services, structural analysis services, structural inspection services, structural assessment services, foundation inspection services, foundation engineering, foundation repair engineering, seismic retrofit services, did I get it right? And seismic design engineer, we have residential structural engineer, commercial structural engineer, structural engineering report, structural permit drawings, retaining wall design, roof framing inspection, and bridge inspection services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yes. So similar to structural, if you replace the structural with civil, that would work. So civil engineer,
civil
engineering services.
So we have civil engineering services. Do you want me to add here civil engineering consultant?
Yes.
Okay. What else?
You can also add civil PE engineer.
That's civil PE, as in Peter
PE.
And Echo?
Yes.
That's civil engineering. I'm sorry, civil PE engineering?
Yes. civil PE engineer would be better.
Civil PE engineer.
Is the license that we carry.
Gotcha. Civil PE engineer. All right, what else?
Yes. Let's see. I would like to add a geotechnical engineer.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And soil engineer.
Soil engineer. Got it.
Yes.
Here.
Soil engineering report.
That soil engineering report.
Yes. Also, okay. Soil report.
All right.
Let's see. What else? Let's see. Soil. Geotech. Okay. Geotech. You can also add a geotech report.
Geotech report. Okay.
Yes. So you have soil engineer.
Yeah.
Geotechnical engineer and geotech report, right?
Yes. So I have added here the following from you. Civil engineering. We have civil engineer, civil engineering services, civil engineering consultant, civil PE engineer, geotechnical engineer. We have soil engineer, soil engineering reports, soil reports, and geotech reports. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, Abir, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Anything, say that last part again.
Yeah. Like, anything unique, like what makes
unique?
You unique? Yes.
Okay. So,
or anything that sets you apart, from
your
competitors.
Right. I would say like a couple of our strengths that we highlight is that I would say we maintain our turnaround time. So how do I say, like we have very short turnaround time. So like however, if there's the right way to put it. And also
like you
have very
mm-hmm.
very competitive pricing.
Okay.
You know, and so because these are the things that in the past we noticed that the client, you know, prefer the most. What else? So competitive pricing, quick turnaround time, can say like we do provide on-site visit and you know, in-person site visits. That's also our specialty, which a lot of farms don't do.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I could also say like free consultation, free estimates, you know, free consultation and estimates, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Okay. What else?
Could also highlight, like, you know, one of our top priorities, the customer satisfaction, you know.
You mentioned your top priority is customer satisfaction. So it means to say your customer service is top tier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
gotcha.
We can say that.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a good description to start.
Okay.
But I may add, is this a family-owned business?
Well, we have, I mean, I have my brother working for me, so technically, yes. I mean, is there any like pros and cons of saying that?
Yes, it's actually helpful if you put it here, family-owned business, because most of the clients prefer to work in family-owned business.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Is this
If it's
locally owned
true.
and operated?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Let's start from there. And do you have a mission statement?
Not yet. I could use some help if you
Yep,
have any
I
ideas.
actually prepared a list for you. So I'm gonna go
Okay.
ahead and beat it over. Let me know, Abir, if you have anything that you like from the list. Okay. So I
Sure.
got here at Terra Nova Engineering and Design LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Terra Nova Engineering and Design LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that I got for you is at Terra Nova Engineering and Design LLC, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. So, do you like anything from the three mission statements that we prepared?
I like the keywords. Let me see. Could you say the
Yeah, do you want
keywords
me to
like
go over?
from person? Yeah. The just the
Okay.
keywords would be fine,
Okay, so we
of
have
course.
here like, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. That's the first one. The second one is we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one is we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
What's the last word you said?
Yep, so the last one
The
is at Terra
value?
Nova Engineering and Design LLC. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Okay. I think let's go with the first one,
The first
but
one.
yeah, add the word professionalism somewhere.
There's actually a professional word on here. It says, we
Oh.
strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Are you okay with it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I
All
think
right.
this is good.
And do you have a tagline or slogan?
No.
Do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you do have some taglines or slogan, if you can create one, you can send it to us through text message or email. Anything would do. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
So we've been in business for almost 9 years. We just haven't advertised or, haven't done much like on the online space.
Gotcha. So you haven't really done much on the marketing,
Right.
online marketing. Okay, that's okay. Not a problem. So you said it has been on the business for 9 years. So this started around 2017. Did I get it
17,
right?
yes. Right,
Okay. So how many years of experience do you have?
On the experience side, I would say about 12 years.
12 years. Okay. Sounds good. So the business started 2017, but you do have 12 years of experience. All right. I'm getting on it that way. And how many people work with your company?
So far we have total 7.
Seven. A good number. All right. Seven. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
We do both,
Both. Okay. Sounds
but
good.
we do residential more.
Okay, but we will be promoting you for both, right?
Both, yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it.
All right. And let me see. I just want to make sure a beer that I got to your correct hours of operation. So it says here from Monday through Saturdays, you do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how about Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
Sunday we can do 10 to 4.
That's 10 to 4. Okay. Let me add that here. So, and also for the types of payment, what types of payment do you accept?
We do accept checks, credit cards, bank transfer, cash.
So you do cash, checks, credit cards, and bank transfer.
Yes.
You don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay?
We do, actually. We do Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I can add all those. How about Cash App? Do you do Cash App or no?
We haven't, but, I mean, I do have Cash App. I guess we can add it. It doesn't
okay.
hurt.
So I do have here cash, checks, credit cards, bank transfer, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay, and Cash App. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this, Abir. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra
mm-hmm.
cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option, Abir, because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Yeah, let's do the first one.
Gotcha. Let's work with the first one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Ontario, California. So for this, Abir, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you provide me your 5 cities or 5 zip codes that you would like to dominate?
I guess let's do Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. Anaheim.
Yes. Riverside.
Riverside.
Ontario.
Ontario.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And let's think. We can do Corona.
Corona, okay.
Yes.
So I have Anaheim, Riverside, Ontario, Los Angeles, and Corona.
Yes.
All right. And do you know, Abir, if you have an existing Google Business Profile?
I do have business profile with Google.
Yep. I actually see that you do have an existing Google Business Profile, and it doesn't have any reviews yet. It's still like a bare one. Do you have access to these Google Business Profile?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize? Or can you add us as manager? Okay. And can I walk you through right now?
Yes. Let me get to my computer.
All right.
1 second. All right, I'm here. Tell me what to do.
All right, so are you on the page where you're able to see business profile, like the edit profile, profile strength? Are you on that page? Tell me what you see right now.
Business profile login.
Or you can go to, I can walk you through, go to your regular browser and you can type in business.google.com/location. But let's check first on the one that you're doing right now. Maybe that's easier.
I don't know where it took me.
Okay. What are you seeing right now? Are you on the page where you see edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see profile strength and did you see any three dots on the page?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tap on the three dots, please? And you should see business profile settings.
Business profile setting, yes, I got it.
Okay, can you tap on it, please? And you should see managers or people and access.
People and access, yes.
Gotcha, all right. And there's an add button. And I'm going to read you. Did you see the email address box?
Email address box, add, yes,
Okay, so I'm going to read to you the local slash listing number. Are you ready?
Yes.
So put on the email address box the 552-554-6200.
Oh, yes, and it popped up.
Gotcha. And then you should add us as manager, and you should receive a pending notification once you successfully added us. So I will check it here in my end if we receive that invitation, and I will let our Google team know so we can work on your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just go ahead and check it here real quick. And I see it now. Thank you so much for that, Abir. So I will let our Google team know that you have added us as manager. And I see that you have received an email. So to get your Google Business Profile verified, Abir, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license, or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google. I'll let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Abir, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yeah, sure.
Amazing. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, Abir, especially it is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
We do, yes.
Okay, so if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going to send you an email on how to add this admin to your page so we can optimize, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay. And all right, so you don't have a Facebook business page yet, but do you have a personal Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, Abir, creating your Facebook business page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we will send easy instructions. And will you be able to create a Facebook business page?
Is it like just going there and signing up and creating a new page?
Yeah, good question. So I'm going to send you a simple instructions for this. So the reason why I asked you if you do have an existing personal Facebook, because you need to create your Facebook business page from your personal Facebook, because a Facebook business page cannot be created alone. It needs to be linked to a personal Facebook, okay? So the reason why we wanted you to be the one who will create your Facebook business page for you to have full ownership, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And we need to, we really need you to create your Facebook business page also, because I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your strategy, right? So
right.
We need your Facebook page so we can link your Facebook ads. Okay. So I will be sending you an email, and I do hope that you would be able to create your Facebook business page as soon as possible so we can work on your timeline, on your Facebook ads on a correct timeline. Okay.
Okay.
So I will send you an email, Abir, so it will also set as a reminder for that, for the things that you need to do. I'll be sending an email, action needed, create your Facebook business page. And there is a link where you can add us as admin so we can optimize. Just create a basic one, okay?
All right.
And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy here. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Say that again. What?
For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or specific messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
I would like you to handle it for me.
Okay. So for the Facebook ads, we will have the creative team handle this for you, okay?
Okay.
But do you have a lot of photos that you can send, like photos of your job, things that you have done on the job, before and after photos?
So we don't have anything categorized. We do have photos, and we do a lot of site visits.
Okay. Sounds good.
I could use some help on, like, you know, some guidelines from you on, like, what kind of photos to get, maybe some samples, or, you know, given that the nature of my business, like, what kind of photos would help, you know, some guidelines so that I can get some good photos for you.
Yeah, sounds good question. So you can send us photos from the sample of the services that you have provided. So if you already have some of those photos, you can send it to us, upload them to your dashboard, or send it to us directly. So our team will check on those photos. So if those photos they think are good for the marketing, or they are of good quality, Abir, they will work on that. They will use that photo.
Okay.
If they think that the photos that you have provided are not that good or not helpful, then our team will actually use stock photos or AI-generated images. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And so for your Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads, and you can only choose one, okay?
Okay.
So we have a form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Abir, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. And for calls, so you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will also show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button and they add a beer, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users don't actually follow through after clicking the call button on the ad, but this may still show as a call result on your tracking. Okay. The other option is the Facebook Messenger, where you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. And this is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through the app, the Facebook ad. And the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be also a great way to ensure that you never miss out on a business or service request. But then again, you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. But if you want to know a recommendation, Abir, I would love to give my recommendation because I really want your marketing to work. So we actually highly recommend the form fill. Because the Facebook form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. And also it ensures that no opportunities are missed. Then again, we do have the other options, calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients, Abir, that is running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I think the form option would be better.
Yep, let's work with the form fill. All right. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, Abir, you can always add this anytime. And we do have a $300 campaign to get started to maximize results. If you will be interested one day, give us a call, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Tell me your hours again.
Yep. We do operate 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. And can we call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, I'll note it here. And do you have a logo?
Well, we do have a logo that says Terra Nova in blue, but we are working on it, and we should have one pretty soon.
Okay, like maybe,
Yeah.
When do you think would it be available?
Sometime early next week.
Okay,
Monday, Tuesday.
Gotcha. So if you do have the logo, please send it to us when it is available so we can use it for the marketing, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll note it here that you'll be sending your logo also. All right. So now you will see several important emails from us soon, Abir, okay? So first, give your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, those keywords. Let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message so that we can make the proper adjustments. And if you have the project photos, the videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. So as I mentioned earlier, we use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve again of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and content progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, Abir, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call tracking reading for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, a beer. Let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Friday. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on 17th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
You say something about 3 weeks. Is that like ideal time?
3 weeks. In 3 weeks, we will check the progress of your account.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 3 weeks on a Friday from now is fine.
Do you want to do it same time, 9 a.m. Pacific?
Let's see.
What would be the best for you? Let me know so I can schedule.
Let's do 7.
7 a.m. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and have 7 a.m. Pacific for you. Well, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. Okay?
Okay.
And as I've mentioned earlier, Abir, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call in your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. And since, Abir, just letting you know that since we'll be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, we will ask you to update your website with your call tracking number so we can keep your listings in sync, okay? And that is going to be helpful for the optimization. All right.
Okay.
And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Abir, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with low-cost Flash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Yes, just a couple of things.
Yes.
So how do I access the portal? The
good dashboard? Question. Okay. So have you checked your email that we sent you? It says, welcome to Local Splash. Let me see. I think Mario sent it to you on the 25th, but I can resend it now.
Okay.
Okay, let me just resend that email real quick. Have you received my email with regards to your Facebook page? I just want to make sure.
I got the call tracking phone number. I got welcome to Splash.
Oh, you got that. So you can, open the Welcome to Local Splash, and that is where you can check your dashboard logins.
Okay. Let me access your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Username, password.
Yep. And there's the link where you can log in.
Okay, yeah. What's my username and password?
So your username on that email, username is your phone number.
Oh.
And the password, that's NetSplash. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me use that.
Okay. And I really highly suggest that you keep on uploading new photos from your job.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be very helpful for the optimization. Okay? So if you have new photos, keep it coming. All right.
Okay, cool.
Do you have any other questions aside from that?
So just trying to find that number really quick, the call tracking number. Where do I look?
Okay, so your call tracking number, we were setting it up. You already received the message, right, with regards to your call tracking. So we are setting you up the call tracking. So we will be promoting your account with your call tracking. Do you mean where you can check it on your dashboard?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and see it here. Okay, so on the dashboard, you see your primary phone number. But your call tracking, we were still setting it up.
Okay.
And,
Okay, one more question. Yes, actually two more things. One is I'm thinking about adding a few keywords. So that would be something. I just want your opinion. So, for example, 80% of our work is the ones that we already put there as a keyword, right? The
mm-hmm.
civil engineer, structural engineer. We also do some design work which I haven't put in there. So I'm just trying to understand, like, if I add those keywords, when people search with those, I'm guessing, like, that will help to bring my page up, right?
Yes, because we'll be optimizing you with a keyword. So if you provide those services also under your structural engineering services, then we can work on that.
Yeah.
So are you going to add those keywords?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you those. So one would be ADU design.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ADU design. I got it here.
Yes. And residential remodel.
Residential remodel, okay.
Room addition.
Okay.
Architectural design.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one more. Let's see. What was that? Swimming pool design.
Gotcha. I just want to clarify the keywords that you have provided earlier. For the residential remodel, you don't do remodeling services, right? Is this going to be residential remodel design?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And room addition design, correct?
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because if I'm going to put here residential remodel, people might thought that you're providing remodeling services.
I'm a contractor. Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and verify it here. Okay. So we have added four. That's ADU design, residential remodel design, room addition design, architectural design, and swimming pool design, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Are you okay with all these keywords for now?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, as I have mentioned earlier, you will receive an email with these keywords, okay?
Okay, got it.
If there's still anything that you want to change
and then,
add?
No, so far everything looks good. I have taken notes, so I guess my focus would be to get the logo as soon as possible and opening the Facebook account, Facebook page, and giving you access, and then also giving you admin access for the Yelp.
Gotcha.
And getting photos. One last question. So let's say if I move my location, like, you know, 10, 20 miles from here, let's say towards Los Angeles or, you know, somewhere more where we have more business, like in a year from now,
okay.
What do we do then? Like,
okay, do you mean
you know?
To say, yeah, you mean to say your target market, not your where you set up the Google Business Profile, right? I just want to clarify. Okay. So if you want to move your target market like around 10 to 20 miles, as long as it is under 2 hours driving distance, and if you're adding some service areas, let us know then so we can go ahead and update on our end.
Just update that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the five cities that I told you, I mean, those are the cities that I can think of, like, you know, closest to me and have given me quite a few jobs, you know, over the last couple of years. But is there like a map or like a zip code or like an area where you can customize and then I could cover those areas like on your system? I just don't know how it works, but we do get clients, you know, like from all over Orange County, like pretty much the whole Orange County. We do get a lot of clients and work there. So how do I cover the whole Orange County?
How about I'll work with Orange County for you? We'll work with Orange County instead, aside from the cities.
Sorry, say that again.
How about let's just work with Orange County? I will add Orange County as your target market and not the specific cities. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that works for me, but I just want to know, like, if someone from one of those cities do a search. Let's say there's Newport Beach, right? It's a very high desired area. So if someone in Newport Beach searches for a structural engineer, would I be considered in like, you know, within?
Yeah, because your target market is the Orange County, so we are promoting you through the Orange County. Yep.
Right. Okay. All right. So yeah, just add Orange County somewhere.
Okay, so I'm going to add Orange County then. As long as this is under 2 hours driving distance, that's okay. Okay?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
All
okay.
right, sounds good. Cool. Okay. Let me add Orange County here real quick. Okay. Yeah. Do you have any concerns aside from that?
No, I think we're good for now.
All right. And also, Abir, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything uh-huh. is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line okay. is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Abir, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before okay. I let you go, a friendly reminder, thank you so much for bringing in the things that you need to do. And also, one more thing, do not forget the requirements for the Google verification, the email that we sent you. I think that was sent last time, and I can go ahead and resend the email again. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also your Facebook business page. All right. Thank you so much, Abir. Before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's all. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you so much, Abir. Do not hesitate to give us a call anytime from 7 a.m. to 4 if you have concerns, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.